Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It's Sunday, August 3rd, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage, sitting in with you this morning. Thank you for being a part of the show. Looking forward to some good tunes this morning and hanging out, having a conversation. Recently, we've been talking about what do I do when I, you know, things come at me in life, I worry about things, and how do I cast those cares upon the Lord, and how do I pray, and just some different conversations we've been having. But, you know, just felt led this week to just talk to you frankly. Hey, if life's treating you rough, or you're going through a hard patch, or even if life's good, you know, what am I supposed to do daily? What's that daily discipline? How do I get on a routine, you know, and just try to start figuring things out, and hopefully things will start going right or stay going right or wherever you may be in life. But I was led into the book of Micah as I was preparing for the show, and we're going to read some from Micah chapter 6 here in just a little bit. But looking forward to hanging out with you this Sunday morning, and hope you're having a great day. Put a smile on your face. Let's kick back, listen to some music, whether you're on your way to church or work or on your way home, whatever it may be. Be thankful that the Lord's blessed you with another day. Micah 6:8 says this: He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Y'all, that verse jumped out at me this week as I was praying about, you know, my life and my situation and just life in general, and just where the Lord's had me in the book of Micah. I've never spent much time there, but I don't know. That just stood out to me, those three things, you know, to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. You know, that's what he's telling us right there, is this is your job. This is the job description. If you're a believer, if you're a follower of Christ, he says, he's shown you, O mortal, that's humans, that's us, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? He just says exactly that, to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Y'all, if we can do all three of those things on a consistent basis, don't you think this planet would be in a whole lot better shape? We look around, we look at the strife, we look at the dissension, we look at the arguments going on, whether it be in social environments or political environments or family environments, and it's just strife, and it's just, a lot of it is just we're all too busy, we're not getting enough rest. But at the end of the day, I don't think we're following these three things. And I believe if we do that, if Shaw does that, if I act justly and I love mercy and I walk humbly with the Lord, man, don't you think I'm going to be a difference maker in other people's lives? Don't you think people are going to say, wow, what's different about him? And then that becomes contagious, and it just keeps on spreading, and you keep on spreading. Y'all, that's how we change the world. I can't do anything about something going on halfway across the world or even somewhere in Washington, D.C. or in Los Angeles, California. All I control is my world, what I'm in, and how I react to the things that come at me. But if I'm acting justly, and I'm loving mercy, and I'm walking humbly, man, I'm going to be a difference maker, and I'm going to be a peacemaker, and I'm going to be, more importantly, a kingdom builder, and impact people in a mighty way. We're going to talk more about that this morning, break each one of those down a little bit, and share some examples of, you know, where those things happen in life, and where it could be an encouragement to you. Hope you're having a great day today. Put a smile on your face and know that Jesus loves you. One of the descriptions we talked about in the scripture we read in the last segment was to act justly. These are all attributes that the Lord tells us, you know, what's your job requirement? What do I need you to do? Number one is act justly. Let's break that down a little bit more. I looked it up. My teacher nerd brain self went to the Merriam-Webster app, and I looked it up, and it said conforming to a standard of correctness. You know, I'm not saying we got to be perfect all the time. Nobody is. Only Jesus Christ is the only person that's ever walked the earth that could say he was perfect. So I'm not saying a level of perfection. I'm just saying a standard of correctness, right? We got to act justly. We got to act correct, you know. I was thinking about that earlier today. We've got a lot of families out there listening, teachers, students, people associated, coaches, people associated with schools, and just reminded as a former teacher this time of year, you know, good I mean, we're already into August. Can you believe that? It's hard to believe, but school's going to be starting before long. And, you know, we need to make sure that we're acting correct in school. And I'm not sitting here just saying, you know, trying to be the teacher, administrator, and saying, you know, act up or you're going to go to the principal or whatever. No, just as believers, y'all, we need to be acting correct. And I read this the other day and just wanted to share it. It said this. It said, school is starting soon, and I need every parent to hear this. Remind your kids that it doesn't matter if someone talks differently, looks differently, walks differently, or learns differently. No child deserves to be picked on ever. And y'all, I agree with that 100%. You know, if you're in a situation where you are being picked on or fearful about going back to school because of that, or even work or whatever your situation may be, you know, and or if you're a person that picks on people like that, don't be. Act correct, you know, act justly. Conform to that standard of correctness when it comes to how, what your behavior is. And, you know, again, we're all going through this thing called life. It's hard enough. And if somebody's picking on you, y'all, that's no fun. I've been picked on. And it's really not any fun. But when somebody comes alongside you and says, hey, it's going to be all right, and they're your friend, man, that's better than $1 million, in my opinion. So go out there, be a difference maker, be a friend to somebody. If you see somebody new at your school this year or your workplace or wherever it may be, extend a hand. Hey, get to know somebody. Again, you never know who you're going to meet. But be an encouragement, stay positive, and just remember, we're all out here trying to impact the world, and keep smiling, keep trying to encourage one another, and let's keep on doing this thing together. Love, mercy. That's the second attribute described in Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Loving mercy. What is mercy? When I looked it up, it said lenient or compassionate treatment. When I hear the word compassionate or the word compassion, y'all, my brain immediately goes to Jesus Christ hanging on the cross and dying that excruciatingly painful death for you and for me, because he loves you and he loves me, but he has compassion for us, and he was willing to lay down his life for us so that we could spend eternity with him. Are we compassionate to others? I think this is telling me right now, this morning, I need to work on this. I know I need to be more compassionate to people in my life. But isn't that what it's all about? We talk about that week in, week out, about being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ and serving others. And, you know, you never know who you're going to impact. And I believe that to be true. I came across this story earlier in the week, and I wanted to share it with you. Bear with me as I read this, but it's two great American history or American individuals from American history, and you'll know who they are. But just came across this, and I never heard it, and I thought it talked about showing mercy or compassion for one another. But just bear with me. It says this. When one great mind believed in another, history changed forever. In 1896, the world-famous inventor Thomas Edison was working on ideas for an electric car. That's right, an electric car. But everything shifted the day he met a young engineer at his company's party in New York, a man with a gasoline-powered prototype. His name? Henry Ford. After hearing Ford's idea, Edison looked at him with admiration and said, "Young man, that's it. You have it. I think you're right. Keep going." That encouragement lit a fire in Ford. Fueled by Edison's faith in him, he pushed forward and eventually created the automobile that would change the world. Fast forward to 1914. Edison, now 67, watched his lab and factory burn to the ground. The damage was total. Insurance couldn't cover the loss. But one man didn't hesitate. Henry Ford wrote a check for $750,000, placing it in Edison's hands with a simple message: "You can have more if you need it." Years later, the two were neighbors. When Edison was confined to a wheelchair, Ford got one too, just so they could still race each other down the hallway. This isn't just a story of invention. It's a story of belief, loyalty, and friendship. One sentence of encouragement changed the course of history. Remember, sometimes all it takes is for one person to believe in you and for you to believe in someone else. Y'all, love that mercy. Believe in one another. And like I said earlier, and we say it all the time, you never know who you're going to impact. The third and final attribute described in Micah 6:8 says to walk humbly with your God. What does that mean? Not to be proud or arrogant, right? Walk humbly. Don't be proud. Don't be arrogant. There's nothing worse around being around somebody that's arrogant and just thinks they're too good for everybody else and just thinks they have it all figured out and doesn't need anybody else's input. But on the flip side of that, it's fun to be around people that are humble. Who doesn't like to be around somebody that's humble? Somebody that's a servant, probably more mentality, servant-hearted. That's what Jesus was. Jesus wasn't a pushover, but he was a servant, and he came to serve us. And the folks that were here on this earth when he was here missed it. And sometimes today we miss it. But at the end of the day, we're supposed to mirror what the example that he set for us. And this third and final attribute is walk humbly. Don't be proud. Don't be arrogant. You know, when those things happen, usually when Shaw is arrogant, when Shaw is prideful, I get knocked down. And it's not fun. But sometimes, like anybody else, I get too big for my britches, as my parents used to say, and still do, as a matter of fact. But I need to, it's just a good reminder. Don't think I have it all figured out. I may have a success. I may have a win. I may have a loss. I may have a failure. But just stay humble. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Just stay humble. You know, years ago I was coaching football and I had a couple of players that got in trouble. And I knew they had done what they had gotten in trouble for. It was just a matter of them admitting that they had done it or not. And the two kids couldn't have been wired more differently, but one of them came to me and just, you know, coach, it wasn't me. And I knew it was them. We had eyewitnesses, you know, and people that I trusted that saw what. It's not a huge deal, not a major crime, but still, nonetheless, we just wanted some accountability. And this young man just denied it. And part of his punishment was, he couldn't participate in certain events until I got to the bottom of the truth. And I never would let him out of that punishment until he ultimately came and told me that, yeah, coach, I was a part of that and I did that. The other individual came to me very humbly and fell on the sword, so to speak, and said, coach, I did it. I messed up. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking, and I let my emotions get the best of me, and I apologize. And we had a long talk just about, are you sorry because you got caught, or are you sorry because you did it? And I think that was a very good conversation for that young man and I to have that day. And I believe that to be a genuine confession that he gave me. And, I basically that kid got out of it with very, very little punishment. And because he was humble and he told the truth. And, it was just a good reminder for me. I'm not saying that's the way God looks at us, but, being a father figure in these guys' lives, being their coach, I know when that situation happened, you had two kids that did the same thing. One was humble, one was not. I was a lot more lenient on the one kid that was humble versus the one that wasn't. So for what it's worth, walk humbly. Again, we all mess up, and we all have bad days. We all have good days, but we're all trying to figure this thing out called life together. And it's hard enough just being life and doing what we do. But when we're humble around one another and we serve one another, y'all, it makes all the difference in the world. So third and final attribute this morning, Micah chapter 6, verse 8 is walk humbly. Walk humble this week and see what happens. Micah 6:8 is telling us this morning, said, you know, he's asking, says, what does the Lord require of you? And the Lord tells Micah to reveal this. He says, just act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That's three pretty amazing attributes: acting justly, loving mercy, and walking humbly. You know, that's our job description. When we applied for that job as Christians, as believers, I believe that's what was in the job description there. And did we sign up for that? I think we did, but are we still doing it to the best of our ability? I know I'm not. And it's been a good gut check for me this week. And I challenge you out there listening. If you're listening this morning, rate yourself in those three areas of life. Do you act justly? Do you conform to a standard of correctness? That's what justly means. Secondly, do you love mercy? Are you compassionate around others or towards others? And thirdly, do you walk humbly? Are you proud? Are you arrogant? Or are you humble? You know, I think, you know, take this moment. I just did this earlier this week. I rated myself on a scale from 1 to 10 on each of those. 1 being you're terrible at it, and 10 being you're really good at it. And I definitely didn't score any 10s. I didn't give myself any 1s, but I gave myself some mid-range scores. And, you know, when you take inventory of stuff like that and you really look at yourself and your heart of hearts, you know, be honest with yourself. And you can find areas where you can get better. You know, this each of these areas, three areas, I know I can be, I can act more justly. You know, I forgive things that I do, but other people, I'm going to hold that grudge for a long time. I can definitely be more compassionate, merciful towards others. Always room for improvement on me with that. And I can also walk humbly. I can also walk, be more humble in my walk, not only with the Lord, but with others. And, just a good accountability week, just a good opportunity to take inventory and go, you know, how do I stack up? I'm good at telling you guys about it each and every week, but in my heart of hearts, how's y'all doing in each of these areas? And so, you know, the idea is to get better each and every day. And the Lord's challenged me on that this week. And thank you, Lord, for that word this week and just for speaking to me. And again, I'm not preaching at anybody out there that's listening. I'm just sharing with you what the Lord's laid on my heart and what He's working on in me. And I'm trying to get better like everybody else. So those three attributes, if I can act justly, if I can love mercy, and I can walk humbly through life, y'all, I'm going to be a difference maker. People are going to want to be around me. And most importantly, I'm going to impact souls. And, that's what I believe we're here to be, is the hands and feet of Jesus. It's not about Shaw. It's about everybody else, and it's about serving everybody else. So hopefully that's an encouragement to you this week. Gives me something to continue to work on. And, rate yourself this week. Part of this, hey, it started a while back. I challenged us a couple of months ago about just getting quiet, about going sitting on the back porch with no distractions, no phones, no TV, no radio, no people, no pets. Just you and the Lord, and just get in a quiet space. And that's what I began to do. And y'all, when you do that, the Lord will lay stuff on your heart. He gave me these words this week as I was sitting by myself, just being quiet, and basically said, these are three areas you need to work on, and led me to the book of Micah. So thank you, Lord, for doing that. And hopefully it can be an encouragement to you out there listening this morning. Hope you're having a great day. Hopefully the sun's shining not only in the sky, but also in your heart. And I just want you to know, hey, whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. And Jesus loves you. Wow. Can't believe we've already come down to the end of another 3 hours. Can't believe it. It goes by faster and faster each and every week. Thanks for listening this morning. We've been talking about Micah chapter 6, verse 8, and the requirements that the Lord asked of us through Micah back years ago. And he said this, just act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly. Y'all, if we can do that in our lives, we'd make this world a better place. You struggle with any of those things? I struggle, quite frankly, with all three of them. And I know I can get better. But, you know, if we can each do our part and get a little bit better, work on those attributes a little bit more in our lives, if I can be a little more just, if I can show a little more mercy or compassion, if I can walk a little more humbly, y'all, I'm going to be a difference maker. I'm going to be a kingdom builder, and I am going to help change this world. And that's the prayer. I think we can get overwhelmed with, we can't change the world. It's way over there, and there's too many crazy people out there. And, you know, I just don't agree with them, and I get mad. And you know what? Just let God do it. Let go and let God. Miss Barbara, that's for you. Let go and let God. But, again, if I can get a little bit better at a couple of these things, and you can get a little bit better at a couple of these things, just one day at a time, and that's how we change it. You know, it's the old adage, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And it's the same thing with changing our society, with changing our world, with changing the attitudes in our streets and our neighborhoods. And, you know, I watched the news this week, and you got people beating each other up in the streets and shooting each other and murders and just all this strife in life. But, y'all, we need some positivity. We need some game changers. We need some things to make or to help our society get better. And I believe these three things, if this whole world, if everybody that could hear my voice or everybody in this area, whatever you want to call it, could act a little more just, could love a little more mercifully, and could walk a little bit more humbly, y'all, it would be an amazing turn of events in this world. I truly believe that. So thankful that the Lord gave me that this week. Again, I'm not preaching at anybody. I'm not trying to tell you what to do or how to live your life. I'm just sharing with you what God's laid on my heart and what He's doing with me. And those are all three areas that I know I can improve in my life. And so my prayer this week is that my life will improve in those areas, and I'm going to work on those areas. And my prayer is that you will as well. Again, thanks again for listening. Got some cool stuff coming up. Don't have it all quite put together, but got some guests coming in the next several weeks, and we'll have more on that next week. But you're going to have some fun listening to hear what we have coming up. Again, so glad you're listening. Thanks for being a part of it. Hope you've enjoyed the show, and we'll see you next week. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.